We'll wait just a few more seconds to let some more people join, and then we'll get started here.
I might switch up the agenda a little bit, so whenever you're ready, just let me know, and I'll kick us off.
Okay, sounds good. We'll give people just a few minutes. I see people joining here. All right, cool. Well, why don't we get started then, Chris? Wanted to first welcome everyone to another TFL Twitter Space. Or maybe, I guess it's not Twitter anymore, so maybe it's something, I don't know what we're going to call these now. I guess we'll just call it a space. But yeah, our goal with these spaces are to really just provide a platform for transparency between TFL and the Terra community, and enable kind of this free and open forum for the debate of ideas and key issues. So today, Chris is going to be sharing some updates on a few of the projects we've been working on at TFL, as well as share some updates on things that he's been thinking about. So with that, I will just hand it over to Chris and let him take us away. Chris, you're muted.
Okay. Excellent. Sorry, guys. If you hear, I might have some background noise. The cleaners are here. So if you're vacuuming, if it's completely annoying, Zion, let me know and I'll go outside.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll let you know.
So I had originally teased that I was going to talk about four projects today: Foundation, Feather, Station, and Enterprise. And we might be able to touch all of them, but there's kind of another topic as well that I think we need to address today. And that's a debate that's going on in the community around the future of Terra, the ambitions we have for it, the role TFL is going to play, and how we're going to fund being competitive. And so I want to definitely like save some time for that conversation as well, because we have a lot of thoughts. We have an idea. We'd like to share that idea. And then we want to get that written down and out for feedback on the posts, you know, within the next few days. There's no rush on it, but I want to get it out for discussion. But maybe what I'll do is I'll start with a couple of product updates. And then we'll talk about the community grant, because some of the product updates will give you an idea of some of the stuff that Terra is working or that TFL is working on for Terra, for the benefit of Terra and Luna, and why there's a need probably to have this second conversation. So Foundation is a product that I'm really excited about. And the reason why is it just, once again, like following with the theme of everything that you see us trying to build at TFL right now, it's incredibly useful and it solves a real problem that people are willing to pay for today. And people won't be paying for it. It'll be free for our ecosystem, but you get the idea, right? Real utility is being solved. So to give you a little background, you know, prior to taking over the CEO role, I was with TFL for well over a year now, but I wasn't really involved in product development. That was always a Doe thing. And my role was kind of to stay out of it and manage all of the stuff that he wasn't interested in. But since taking on these projects, the one thing that's consistently surprised me is how incredibly terrible infrastructure in Cosmos is. And you'll see this when you use Station, right? When you go up to the top right corner, and there's inevitably a little orange triangle up there that says certain networks aren't available. That doesn't mean that the blockchains aren't available. It just means that like the infrastructure that we're pointing to that allows us to read from the blockchain and write from the blockchain is down. And one of kind of the strategic mistakes we made when launching Station V2, and the reason why it's been unreliable, or one of the reasons why it's been unreliable, is because we relied on other people's infrastructure to service that app instead of building all of our own, especially for the cross-chain efforts. So you'll see this everywhere across Cosmos, right? Front ends that take forever to load. Sometimes they don't load at all. they time out. The problem is more than just kind of like bad infrastructure, though. It's also that just a lot of teams in crypto don't have the time or the expertise to build anything better on top of it. So there's a massive demand for someone who can just provide reliable infrastructure. And there's a massive demand for teams to not have to worry about that. Fortunately, TFL does have experience kind of running at more scale than anyone in this ecosystem, given the last few years. And we were kind of forced to make better infrastructure to support all of the workloads that we had to support. And so with Foundation, what we're going to be doing is taking that expertise, turning it into a product and rolling it out across every chain that we integrate into from a station perspective. But more importantly than that, there are already solutions that exist right now to provide, I would say, reliable, I don't know how scalable it is, but reliable infrastructure to teams, but they're incredibly expensive. So what we want to do and what we're going to do is make that infrastructure completely free to anyone who builds on Terra, anyone who launches on Feather Chains or launches a Feather Chain, or anyone who creates, you know, an accretive alliance with Luna. So massive value there. TFL will obviously front the cost of running all of this infrastructure, of building all of this infrastructure, and provide it as a service for the ecosystems and protocols that partner with us. And like to put that in perspective, this can save chains and protocols hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. People who build on this infrastructure, their product will be significantly more performant and reliable than anything else in crypto. And they either need to, all they have to do is kind of build or expand into Terra or ally with Terra using Alliance or Feather or any of the other many products that we're building that will accrue value back to Luna. So just to flag more on that, if you're a team building on Terra and you want access to this, hit us up in Telegram or Discord. We're going to have like a beta launch on it. If you're a team that is looking at expanding or wants to launch a new product on Terra, we're going to save 10 spots in the beta for you as well. Reach out to us. We think this will be an incredible value add and a great way to like provide a useful product that can attract builders and partners into our orbit. And from that, there's kind of an offshoot on that, because I think a little bit of that goes into like, what is the business model for Feather and Alliance, essentially? Like, what is the value accrual mechanism? And this kind of feeds into, you know, we've been kicking around a lot of different ideas for Feather. If you're not familiar with Feather, I think we discussed it in length in one of the previous spaces, but essentially it's a way for teams to spin up their own sovereign chains. I think most people who have listened understand like how that's valuable and how it's useful, but a lot of people have asked, well, what does it mean for Luna? Like, so what's the point? Why is TFL building it and why is it important? And I think like there are a couple of different things to consider here. So once a chain spins up on Feather, they will be completely sovereign, right? And so trying to come up with a value accrual mechanism means that you need to continue to provide ongoing services, and Foundation is kind of a key component of that. So the way the business model, and when I say business model, this is the business model for Luna, not for TFL, will work is that when a chain spins up, when a new chain is spun up using Feather, there will be an initial token allocation or grant that's given. Half of that grant or a portion of that grant will go to the initial Genesis validator. And that initial set of Genesis validators will be out of the Terra validator set. So immediately, if we can start launching valuable chains using Feather, it's going to be incredibly valuable to be an active validator in the Terra validator set. So there's Luna and Terra value accrual there by attracting more people, more validators to our chain and having them compete for more Luna. More stake Luna. Another portion of that initial token grant will, I wouldn't say it'll essentially go to the Terra community, and TFL will match it with the other side of a liquidity pair to create liquidity on Terra. So in a sense, it kind of goes to TFL, but not to TFL to store in its treasury or not for TFL to sell. TFL will use the allocation that we get to create liquidity pools so that that team has instant liquidity on Terra for its token. And then, but from there, the thing to keep in mind about Feather is once it's live, it's completely sovereign. It can do whatever it wants with its validators. The validators will have to show value to stay in that validator set. It's not like Interchain Security where you're locked into someone else's validator set. From there, teams can do whatever they want, right? And so, you know, it will also launch with an alliance with Luna, but they can vote to turn that alliance off. So what we want to do is also to continue to provide value for those chains, also run, like I said, high availability, high speed, scalable infrastructure, so that those teams don't have to worry about that as well. That's one less thing that their projects need to worry about. It's one less expense they have for running the chain. And the idea is like the second level value accrual beyond that initial token grant will be that in order for TFL to continue to run the infrastructure for these chains, those chains will maintain that alliance with Luna. And so we have another place where Luna will go and will be used and will be productive. So let's pause there. Let's talk a little bit. Any questions about Feather Foundation?
If people have questions, just request to speak and then I will bring you up one by one and then you can ask your question. And then after that, I will take you off as a speaker just so we can not clog up the stage with too many people. All right. Well, I think if there's not any questions, Chris, we can keep going hang on. We do have a question here. Hey, can you hear me? Do you have a question?
Hey, I sure do. Hey, thanks for bringing me up. This package, if you want to call a package of Feather, is Enterprise going to be a part of that as well?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, so of course, any chain that launches with Feather, we're going to deploy cross-chain Enterprise, cross-chain Warp, Station. We're working on what the Blockchain Explorer solution is going to be. And we're also going to, like, I don't know if anyone saw that I put a tweet out. We're going to be spinning up a lot of like little sub DAOs on Enterprise as well that tackle projects for TFL and our partners. So projects that launch on Terra or launch using Feather or have accretive alliances with Luna that will help, like, you know, do analytics for them or do marketing for them. Or like, we're going to have a bunch of like community driven sub DAOs that support everyone in our ecosystem as well. So yeah, like the whole idea is that, you know, whether it's kind of Feather or an alliance with Luna, it comes with an entire set of benefits, including all of these integrations and infrastructure and all the other tools that we provide.
So sounds great. So just to confirm, the value accrual back to the Luna token will be in a form of a grant from the Feather blockchain and also fees generated from the blockchain. Is that correct?
No, the fees generated from the blockchain will be, so the fees generated from Feather blockchain, these chains will be completely sovereign. So I just want to clarify. Once they launch, they control, the fees go to their own validators, right? If they're successful, like if we launch multiple successful Feather chains, though, keep in mind, like the genesis set of validators on that chain are going to come from the Terra validator set. So I guess indirectly, yes, the fees from the new blockchain have value accrual. I think what the more direct way of saying it is that if we're successful launching chains on Feather and Feather chains go on to grow and expand, it makes being a Terra validator more valuable, and it makes competing for Luna and having staked Luna in your validator a more valuable proposition as well.
God, I see. So it's an indirect way, basically. What's the other mechanism?
That version of value. That version of it is definitely kind of like indirect, right? The other mechanism is this net. Do you guys know what I mean when I say net accretive alliance with Luna? Basically, having an alliance with Luna where you reward, where you direct a certain amount of staking rewards to the Luna token, above and beyond us just doing the exact same trade on our side for your token. So, and that's kind of the hook, like that's a hook on that will keep value accruing to Luna after the launch, when the chain is completely sovereign and can turn anything off, is like this set of services that we're going to offer to anyone who has a net accretive alliance with Luna. And so, you know, the more we have chains out there directing additional staking rewards to Luna, the more demand there is to use Luna on other chains, the more demand, the more valuable Luna becomes as an asset. And so that's the idea. That's kind of like where the direct value accrual comes in, is maintaining, is spinning up these chains, but ultimately funneling them into alliances with Luna.
Got it. Just one more question. I appreciate it, Chris. Is there a bandwidth issue to having all these Feather blockchains spin up? I know Doe talked way back about, you know, if Anchor got so big, it'd spin it up into another blockchain. Is that something we're doing here or no?
No. Do you mean, when you say bandwidth, do you mean in terms of like filling the blocks?
Correct. And I guess traffic on these validator machines, are they going to be able to keep up with multiple blockchain, Feather blockchains?
Yeah, that's not problematic. We're just like, yeah, they just run different validators for each blockchain. So that's scalable as long as the blockchains are economically viable.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what Alliance helps with as well, is the is Alliance is kind of offloading some of that economic burden when you launch a new blockchain, because you're able to, as a new chain, you know, one of the difficulties that you have is you know, it's difficult for people to kind of run in and like a financial analysis on like how much you know, the token would be worth when you first launch a new chain, because the staking rewards are denominated in this volatile kind of low liquidity recursive asset. Whereas with Alliance, what you can do is you can bring in diversified cash flows through these kind of free trade agreements. If you think of blockchains as kind of these digital nation states or decentralized economies, you're bringing in these diversified cash flows from other blockchains, and the staking rewards are coming to your token from these more liquid, less volatile, and you know, uncorrelated assets, which contribute to the economic viability of your chain being much greater. So that's, I think, where the value lies in it, you know, with Alliance is solving that problem and kind of offloading the you know, part of the economic burden of launching a new blockchain. So it's a really powerful tool, and I personally am really excited for Terra to start taking advantage of it a little bit more now with some of these proposals that we've put forth that are, you know, we'll see if they pass within the next, I think, day or so. And then, yeah, obviously with these Luna alliances forming across the cosmos, I think that's going to be, you know, it's very similar to like forming these alliances. It's very similar to, you know, trade agreements as a country, forming a bunch of trade agreements with a bunch of different countries, right? Like the goal is ultimately for Luna to form alliances with, like, you know, 100 different chains, 1,000 different chains in the future, because obviously part of our core vision for the future is that it's going to be, you know, Web3 is going to run on multiple chains. And that's a portion of what we're doing with Feather, is enabling, we're just making it as easy as possible to launch a new blockchain and then use that blockchain with tools like Station.
Yeah. And the one thing I would add there is, like, you know, the first, we're kind of creating these bilateral alliances right now, and we give some staking yield and they give some staking yield. And it's great because it creates kind of like an economic zone, and it's good for the vibes. But eventually as well, like us, and I think other people will latch onto this as well, that want to support their token. What we want to do is also what TFL should do to drive value to Luna is create a bunch of other value add services that an ecosystem can get by creating alliance with Terra, that like a net accretive alliance. So that essentially in that construct, when you're talking in like nation states, like we're like an export driven economy. We're exporting services all over the place. And they're a good value for the chain that pays for them, because they don't have to develop those capabilities. And they're a good value for us because we're developing things that we have expertise in and can do at scale into kind of like, these are, this is the idea of kind of a win-win trade negotiation, where you trade what you're incredibly good at in exchange for what someone else needs, and potentially in exchange what they're good for. So like setting up these alliances in a way where it's not just like a staking reward swap will be important as well, if we want to drive a lot of extra utility to Luna. And to do that, we need to have people building the exports. And that's one of the roles that TFL wants to play and is playing.
Great. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your question. All right. So why don't we keep going, Chris, and then we can take some more questions after going over some of these other things.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, I think the next conversation will definitely spur some questions. So beyond those products and everything that we've talked about, I want to talk to you a little bit about a debate that's going on in the community right now about, I would say, the most appropriate way to invest in growing our ecosystem. Some of you might have already seen this. I've talked about this in our main Telegram chat. I've talked about it in validator chats. For those of us who stuck around at TFL, and by the way, this might be a little bit shocking with like how hard we're coming out of the gate over the last few weeks, but we spent the last 12 months clearing overhead and surviving. And, you know, we've been chomping at the bit to get more involved. We just couldn't. There are things we had to take care of to survive first, and then we could get back in rebuild mode. So, we're kind of moving aggressively now because we've basically been like locked at our desk waiting for this moment. But anyway, my ambitions and the ambitions, I think, of everyone at TFL who's stuck around or has joined since the DPEG, and hopefully the ambitions of everyone in the community, are high, right? Like, it's getting back to former levels of relevance. I think we should be competing with, you know, all of the major alt L1s, all of the popular Ethereum L2s, Arbitrum, Optimism, Solana, Avalanche, all of them, right? We should partner as well where it makes sense. But like, that's the level of relevance we want to get back to. But we're kind of stuck in like a cold start problem, right? Those chains have massive foundations with huge team allocations. I think I read somewhere the other day or heard somewhere the other day that Solana has like 40% of circulating supply or something like that. You've seen this with Curve. Curve is in a layer one or a layer two, but the founder had, I think, 50% of entire circulating supply was all in like one founder's loan position or something along those lines, right? They have war chests, and they've diversified those war chests out of their native asset so that they can invest in growth through these bear markets and survive. Right now, our ecosystem is kind of entirely reliant on community pool funding. And that community pool funding causes more problems, in my opinion, than it solves. It causes a lot of fighting between ecosystem partners who need support and are kind of trapped in a prisoner's dilemma of, look, if I don't take the community pool funding, someone else is going to take the community pool funding. And then when they sell, Luna's going to go down and it's just going to get worse and worse. And we're all stuck in kind of like this negative feedback community pool debt spiral. And frankly, I think we all know Luna isn't in a place right now to fund a moderate ecosystem expansion with its current vesting schedule overhang, much less one that takes us back to former levels of relevance. And it just like spending that pool of money right now, I think, feels kind of foolish to everyone. But like I said, everyone's stuck in this. People are also trying to survive. People with good intentions are trying to do the right thing. They're trying to rebuild the community. And you kind of have to compete for those resources, because if you don't take them, someone else is going to. And so that's where we are today. we've got to break out of this kind of cold start problem. We are not going to get back to the level of relevance we had before by community granting our way to greatness. So my proposal here is that this is what TFL kind of exists to do, but we need help. And so before I jump into like what we want to do, what our plan is, and what the ask is from the community, I want to remind everyone kind of like of the current state of affairs with TFL. So we have a non-Luna treasury left over from the DPEG, which is what we're using now to fund operations. It's meaningful. It's not enough to fund TFL for a long-term project, right? But it can definitely get us through the bear market, hopefully. Assuming that this bear market doesn't last like another decade or 5 years even, but it can fund the type of ambitious growth that we want to do in the short term. But the other thing I would say is to remind everyone of is we also like TFL doesn't have a Luna allocation, right? So when we did the Genesis allocation, TFL excluded itself because at that moment there wasn't really a need for us. We had this treasury to work with. And I think we were hopeful also at that time that, you know, the relaunch of the chain was going to be a lot more successful than it was, frankly, right? This was before all of the other shoes dropped in crypto and we went into kind of like a very deep crypto winter, right? We were kind of the first domino to go. And so there was an idea that, you know, we were going to be able to spin this thing back up. It wouldn't be obviously as vibrant as it was before, but that we'd be able to capture a lot of the builders and community. And the reality is things got worse. The narrative got worse, the ecosystem, the industry got worse, and the government started to pay 5% for risk-free rates, and everything happened from there, right? So long story short, though, you know, we don't have a team allocation. We still have this non-Luna treasury that we had before. And here's ultimately what the proposal is. We can spend our non-Luna treasury now to bridge us through the bear market, to support our teams, to end the community pool fights, and to start to show ambition again in a meaningful way to get us back to our former level of relevance. But it's going to run out if we do that, right? And so we need to have a Luna grant to fund future operations for when things do turn around, when all these efforts are successful, and when the treasury that we have today eventually runs out. So, look, I think we have a chance to make it back to the big stage in terms of relevance. I think it's not going to be easy. I think it's going to be a long road back there. And I think we've got to find meaningful milestones along the way where we can celebrate and know that we're making progress. But, you know, we didn't do this to just be a middling chain, right? Like a kind of successful, irrelevant, tiny L1. And I don't think the community really wants to settle for that either. And I think in crypto, like it's going to be the spoils will go to the big winners. And I think everyone who isn't an alpha in the space is not going to survive. But I think most people kind of can agree now that we're also not going to community grant our way to that glory, right? And so what you'll see is we're going to put a proposal out on Agora that outlines a framework for what this could look like. And we would love to get as much community participation as possible so we can have that conversation. And here's a basic idea of what that would look like. So number one, we've got to support our builders, right? But I think we can all agree that supporting our builders with Luna right now is going to destroy the ecosystem. So one thing we want to do is we will also support a proposal to implement the fee sharing module. For those of you who aren't aware, this is a module that gives 50% of the fees that a protocol generates back to the protocol that generated them. I think our validators are getting plenty of economic support through the security budget right now, and the fees aren't a major driver of their profitability, so we can afford to do this. But in addition, if we can do this grant, TFL will also match 50% of the fees that that protocol generates. So the protocol will end up getting, with the TFL matching, we'll get 75% of all of the fees they generate. Fees are important. We don't talk about them enough in crypto, mostly because they're not super material outside of Ethereum. But these are, this is the ultimate value alignment mechanism, right? Usage, engagement, users. If your protocol is generating that, you're generating value for the validators, you're generating value for the entire ecosystem. It's very hard to game that in a way that can be manipulated. And so, you know, this is one of the big metrics that we're going to measure our success against. Or are we growing fees year over year in an exponential way, month over month, week over week, day over day? So that's one, right? Giving more to our builders for what they generate. If they generate a lot, they're going to do great. If they don't, then this is not going to be a super valuable source of revenue for those builders. The other thing is, we have this non-Luna treasury. We can commit some of that treasury to create liquidity on Terra and on our partner chains. And whether that means bringing in WETH or WBTC in meaningful amounts to Terra so that people can start interacting with DeFi again with tier one assets, that's something we're going to do. We can bring USDC in to match Luna for liquidity pools on other chains. There's a lot we can do with our own assets to support the liquidity that's needed to start generating activity again, and to let our protocols and to help our protocols get off of zero. So that's another thing we can do. We think Terra should take over kind of all of these negotiations for public goods so that they don't have to get funded out of community pool. Again, like, we all love our blockchain explorers, but I don't think anyone really wanted that to be paid with Luna. So TFL should pay that, right? TFL just funded MintScan's validator, so they're in the active set now. So we should see them as a blockchain explorer in the Terra ecosystem by next week. We're working with other public goods that had wanted to go get a community grant, but reached out to me to see if TFL could do it instead, so that we didn't have to go through that kind of tedious process and use Luna for it. So those are things we can do it well. It not only allows us not to spend Luna, but it allows us to actually negotiate a fair price and maybe compare vendors and do all of the things that ensure you don't get ripped off in these situations. So I think that'll be really valuable as well. We've already started that. We're going to do more. We've got like three more really interesting partnerships that I think will be really helpful for our builders as well, and just take the burden off of what they have to do to make a successful protocol. So more to come on that. You know, the other thing I think that we can all agree on is like, for the builders who stuck around and fulfilled their, I mean, a lot of them have done more than just fulfill the commitment for the money they got from the kind of the relaunch of the chain. A lot of them have just done incredible things. And I think we all know that those guys should be rewarded if we get back to relevance, right? And so working with them, TFL wants to be able to go out and give them incentive-based like performance agreements in Luna, so that if Luna does get back, if Luna does go on a run and has a lot of success, those people who stuck around through kind of the worst times are well taken care of. And it's not too late to be one of those people, right? It's not too late to be one of those builders. We want to give those kinds of, we want to be able to make those kinds of deals with the people who come and help us re-spark everything as well, right? And this will put us in a position to do it, because we'll know that we'll have some Terra to use when the time comes. And lastly, I just want to kind of like talk about the role that TFL will play. So, you know, we're not, and I think you've already seen this because we've done these spaces and talked about all the different things we're building. We're not just playing the role of like a layer one team, right? That launches a blockchain, makes sure the blockchain works, and pays other people to build things. We're executing a strategy that looks a little bit similar to like kind of like what Ethereum Foundation does, plus what Consensys does in addition, right? with wallets, with infrastructure, and with tools that support the growth of it. And I think that's pretty unique. I don't know of any other layer one team that's getting its token integrated all throughout crypto so that it benefits not only from the growth of its own ecosystem, but is happy to participate in the growth of any ecosystem. You know, that was one of the concepts that I was always drawn to with UST at the beginning, was it I didn't have to get caught up in some kind of religious battle over whose decentralized database was better than the other person's decentralized database. It was about the money. It was about UST everywhere. And we'll continue on in that vein. It'll be Luna everywhere. And we'll build applications where when other chains succeed, Luna burns. And right now, we have a couple of them that have pretty nice early signs of product market fit. Transparently, the amount that's going to burn based on that is not super meaningful now, but the numbers that are happening in crypto anywhere are not super meaningful now. It's about setting up places and opportunities for special things to happen for when the volume comes back. And so, you know, that's another thing we'll be doing as well. So, long story short, that's the plan. That's what we want to do. We think we need to get aggressive. Having the ability to invest in a bear market is a strategic advantage. Having the ability to do it without, you know, turning on each other and fighting and all the chaos you see from trying to have massive ambitions but fund it through a community pool proposal, that stuff just isn't going to work for what we want to do. You know, and what we need from the community is to support us in that effort. I think everyone here wants to see Terra succeed. We all have different ideas of how that should be accomplished and what it means. But I think when you go look at the grant that we're going to put together, you'll see that it's actually, you know, a super fair trade. We would, if there's anyone else out there who wants, you know, commit tens of millions of dollars of their own money in exchange for Luna down the road, we'd like to hear from them as well. It doesn't have to just be us. And then the last thing I just want to leave you on is, you know, when Doe launched and relaunched Terra, it definitely was with the idea of this being a fully community chain. And we don't want to lose that. And like, just because TFL is trying to step up and take more of a leadership role, like leadership doesn't really matter if no one follows. It would just be us out there by ourselves, and that won't be effective. And so we definitely, this is not kind of like a situation where we want to take like full control and don't want, what we want to do is put TFL in a position where we can enable everyone else to be successful. And yes, we're going to build our own apps and we're going to have our own things that and place our own bets. Ultimately, this doesn't work if TFL is the only one doing that. And so there's going to be more, there'll be more even beyond this. I think you'll probably hear it. Cosmosverse will be the place where I really kind of articulate the next level of our strategy and how we think. It's not like today we've talked a little bit about like what we want to do and where our ambitions are and a little bit about how we're going to fund it. But I think like the next version is what are the types of applications and like what are the types of things that teams, TFL and others can be doing to actually achieve it. And we have a lot of thoughts on that as well. And like, so we're going to place our own bets on that, but we would love to help support other teams to place their own bets. And that's something TFL can step in and do as well. So with that, let's hand it back over to let people come up and ask questions.
Cool. Yeah. If anyone has any questions, feel free to just request to speak, and then we will, like I said, bring you guys up one by one to ask your question. All right. Looks like we have one here. Hey, Iskender. I'm not sure if I'm mispronouncing your name or not, but can you hear me? Okay. Maybe can't hear me. All right. We'll just bring up the next speaker here. 1 second. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. All right. I was just wondering, like, you know, since TFL doesn't have an official Luna allocation, what do you see Luna kind of being well, like, you know, have you guys have been had any ideas about like Luna's utility outside of Alliance? I know that Warp has been thinking about like burning Luna, but I'm kind of dubious that that's necessary, like, you know, sustainable for like value add. So I think one of the biggest like complaints that I've heard around the community is that mostly like whereas Luna was originally intended to be a community revival sort of coin, it kind of devolved into this like TFL Hopium coin where the expectations have been shifted to people kind of waiting on TFL. And I was wondering if like, you know, there are initiatives or talks that we can start within the community to kind of think about adding value back to Luna other than like burning it. So I just wanted to get like from the source, like the thoughts around Luna's eventual utility outside of Alliance.
Yeah, I mean, I think like it's clear Luna doesn't have like that same the mechanism that it had before, right? And so right, the starting point now is the same as every other layer one, right? It secures a chain, it's the fee. We think Alliance has a ton of potential for Luna usage. And we think that like there are going to be things, I guess there are things that we're working on as well, but essentially the strategy for Luna is dual purpose, right? It's to continue to be the layer one token, but it is to be integrated as well into as many different applications across as many different chains and protocols as possible, so that Luna doesn't have to, it doesn't have to just be a TFL Hopium coin. It doesn't have to be based on like one team or even a couple of teams guessing what the next narrative in crypto and in DeFi is going to be. It can integrate into all of the different narratives and derive value from the growth of crypto as an industry rather than on a single use case. And so like that's where like the second level of it is. There will be more stuff that we have. Like Warp is just the beginning of what those integrations look like. There will be more. And I agree, like Warp on its own isn't gonna like contribute any kind of meaningful burn in the short term. It's more of the idea. It's the proof of concept for a lot of other things where we're gonna get Luna integrated. I think in terms of like, you know, in terms of it going from being like a community coin to, you know, a TFL Hopium coin, you know, it's hard to say, right? Like depending on who I talk to, I might get different answers there. Right. I think there's there are a lot of people who were like furious at TFL, like when we were quiet for a year, like furious at TFL for not saying anything, for not taking on more of a leadership role. But I do think just before, and I'll give it back to you, like I do think it's like a false choice. And like TFL stepping up and taking a more active role, trying to drive a narrative, trying to organize investment. I don't think that precludes anyone in the community from doing the same, right? Like if they can come and present a vision, like we need the next app that's going to onboard hundreds of thousands of users. And TFL trying to do it doesn't keep anyone else from doing it. It would be better if we had 10 of them. And so I think there are some things we can do with Enterprise, and like the growth DAO thing yesterday that I put out is one example of that. But Enterprise was meant to kind of enable more community participation. And so I think there are ways that we can take some of maybe these community funds or even take some of the liquidity that TFL is going to add and let smaller sub-DAOs and subgroups and sub-communities within the Terra ecosystem operate on behalf of the ecosystem. Sorry, but go ahead, Will.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that. So, yeah, I think it's not that, you know, that TFL
kind of made it such that only TFL could participate. It was mostly like a combination of, you know, the community were led to believe that, you know, Doe had like a separate vision. And then it just devolved into the expectations being like shifted toward, okay, let's just wait until like TFL kind of defines the vision and purpose of the Terra chain. But yeah, like, you know, it's important to kind of take a step back and realize like what is the value of Luna? And for me, the most important thing is like the community that was airdropped to Luna. I think that token allocation is sort of Luna's biggest strength currently. I know a lot of it is currently in the community pool, but I think the people who actually have Luna and still are holding it are like long-term believers in Terra. So I think that has it going for Luna. But yeah, I think it's important to like kind of assess the situation and also realize that, you know, TFL, though, like we expect TFL to kind of, you know, define the vision for Terra. Like, I think the growth DAO thing is a good, like call to action and giving like community members a chance to kind of help craft that new vision.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I think you're exactly right. And I appreciate everything that you just said there. I think, you know, in terms of, you know, Luna tokenomics, you know, this is something that we can iterate on, right? You know, there's lots of different things that you can do to drive utility to Luna, adjust tokenomics for Luna. That's actually something I've been thinking about recently myself, and doing some research on. So if there's people in the community that are interested in discussing this avenue of our ecosystem, feel free to send me a message. By the way, this is Zion, so you can just find me on Twitter at Zion Shum. Otherwise, if you have me on Telegram, you can send me a message there. But yeah, I think even on open forums discussing different ideas, posting, you know, if people have thoughts on Luna tokenomics that they want to post in the forum and we can discuss that, I think we absolutely should. And then when it comes to kind of what we're working towards, you know, I think right now a lot of the stuff that we're working on is in service of a vision that, you know, we had even before UST Depegged, which is this idea of Web3 being multi-chain, right? Web3 running on multiple chains and supporting these decentralized economies, supporting the proliferation of these decentralized economies and strengthening them is something that we've been working on. Ultimately, Terra, you know, Doe laid this out in his post that he posted in response to, I think, the Terra Expedition proposal. But there's reasons why an interchain ecosystem hasn't really taken off yet. And, you know, Cosmos historically has been the easiest place to launch a blockchain, but ultimately I think that it's kind of getting to the stage where it might not still be the case. So what we want to do is you know, help enable a future where Terra is the easiest place to launch and use blockchains. And you can see kind of some of these different projects coming together to coalesce around that idea. You know, Feather, obviously, the ability to abstract away the complexity and cost of launching a new blockchain and then leveraging tools like Station, Alliance, and all of the infrastructure that TFL has been working on for multiple years, developer tooling and, you know, the like with Mantlement and things like that on these different chains, I think is going to enable, you know, a lot of teams that would have maybe launched a smart contract to launch a blockchain instead. And so, you know, I think that as we kind of work towards enabling that, there's a lot of ways to, you know, I think like during a bear market, I think it's easy to think a lot about kind of the monetization aspect and less about like building things that people want to use. But I think ultimately that's kind of what the bear market is for, is kind of the build market. So that's what we've been focusing on doing and building towards that future of, and basically making Terra the easiest place to launch and use blockchains, with Station being the way that you interface with the blockchains, and then Feather Alliance being the way that you launch and then resolve some of the economic viability questions associated with it.
Yeah, I just want to say, Will, I think you're spot on one point, and that is that our biggest competitive advantage is our community. Not going to lie, like, was super anxious about like the announcement that I was taking over TFL. Number one, because like, who wants to follow Doe? But the one thing that came out of it that was probably, I mean, it made me feel good. It made me feel optimistic, and it makes me think we should lean even harder into getting aggressive here, was just like the overwhelming display of support from people I hadn't heard from in over a year, even coming back in to just let me know that they were fried, they were burnt out, they needed a break, but they're here if we need them, and that they're ready to support if we can give them something interesting to support. And so like Terra as an ecosystem, man, it has massive headwinds. Like, we shouldn't lose sight of that. It's going to be fucking hard, right? But it's also got this whole group of people who all understood how UST worked. They understood what they were trying to accomplish, something major, and they understood the risks. And, you know, while some of them have gone a little quiet because for mental health purposes and just to focus on other things in their life, they're still there. They still support the brand. They still support our ecosystem. And if we give them something fun to do, something compelling to engage with, I really do think we can achieve what we hope to achieve. And like, it'll be important, like, as TFL becomes more and more active, which we are going to do because we have nothing else to do. And it's like, we've been trapped inside with no friends for 16 months. Not to lose sight of that. And that's not what the intention here is. And so if there's any of that comes across in some of these different chats, it's not the intention. It's just, we're excited. We get to actually do things again, which is fun. And we're going to push pretty hard. You know, if it's not this, it's going to be something else. Like, we're not satisfied with the status quo. We're not even remotely satisfied with the status quo. Something has to change. Something has to be done differently. And so we're going to keep trying to do things, whatever that is, we'll find the right answer and we'll push this thing forward. And if you want to get involved, reach out, right? Like, there's a ton of work to do.
Yeah. I think there's also, so what I've noticed from the community is that, there's actually a lot of people who like really are interested in like helping like Luna, Terra 2 kind of revive, and we're just kind of on the edge of just not really being sure how to participate in the vision, in that, you know, like, yeah we could definitely like use Luna as a utility token, but I guess they were kind of hoping that TFL would be a bit more clear about, no, at least what a temporary vision might be, or even more like an explicit imperative of what they want to do, so that it may be easier to contribute independently. Because it just seems like Terra's sort of in the position where like they're kind of trying to carry all of the dev work, and it's kind of hard independently to contribute to that vision without like asking TFL like how to contribute. I've talked to multiple people, and people have like given me this sort of feedback. So
I've heard that as well, right? And you know, this was something we talked about with Doe a lot. Decentralized finance needs decentralized money was a pretty compelling vision and rallying point, right? It was easy to understand. It was easy to get behind. And Terra 2 does not have that, something along those lines yet. There are definitely people who want to hear like, hey, what is the vision? You know, what are we leaning into here? And I've kind of pushed back on like trying to articulate something definitive yet. because we're like in this space right now that in some ways is incredibly frustrating, where I think crypto is trying to find that exact same reason and that exact same purpose. This isn't like a Terra only soul searching thing. And there are a lot of chains out there who are like kind of, you know, they have one that they're saying, but it flips around. I mean, like Solana went from, you know, NASDAQ to gaming to NFTs back to NASDAQ again. Last week it was NASDAQ. I don't know what it is right now, right? And I think like for us, we're not in any rush to try to like paint ourselves in a box so much. I think right now is the time for experimentation. It's actually, like I said, at times frustrating because crypto is such a clown show right now. But at the same time, like that presents opportunity, right? Because it presents us time to experiment, to play with different things and see which kind of narratives are going to take hold. And I know just like within TFL alone, we have like three or four of these types of projects that we haven't even talked about yet, where we're just in like very, very early proof of concept phase. And these could be like, one of them particularly could be like an entirely new crypto narrative, and could bring tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people on chain. And so it's exciting because the field is wide open. I think a lot of the competition is distracted. But yeah, I think like if you're looking for a vision from TFL, like a definitive vision on like, this is what the chain is going to be. And this is what we're committing to. And this is our call to action. It doesn't exist yet. Nor do I think it should. I think right now, if anything, the call to action should be experimentation, finding users. What can keep users engaged? Can you keep a user engaged without paying for them to stay engaged? And let's see where things shake out in the broader ecosystem and be ready strategically to capitalize.
All right. Okay. So I think there's a couple solutions to it. Remembering my days at TFL, I was kind of working with TFL like during a very early part of it, and I remember telling Doe that, you know, every 3 months it felt like a different company. So it's sort of like he was bouncing around the Chai thing to like the usage of Terra stablecoins, and then finally like observing something with Compound and wanting to do something in DeFi and catching the DeFi wave, which I think ultimately caught on, and they were able to unify with the original vision of the decentralized stablecoin. I was just pointing out that in the past, like Terra was not necessarily like it was also like very experimental in how they were approaching and kind of seeing what sticks. But you know, back then it probably didn't have the attention that it does right now. So I can tell that there's a sort of pressure to do things right, which I appreciate. But I also think that, you know, perhaps what's needed is not that TFL find the purpose correctly outright, but maybe we just as a community stop being passive, and we kind of figure out a structure whereby they're incentivized to use Luna, and we together have a platform to kind of discuss these experimental approaches, rather than, you know, there's one like large company like TFL and we're all just waiting for TFL to finish their experimentation. Maybe what we really want is just a platform where we're all like incentive aligned to kind of bring value back to Luna, but also explore these ways of bringing value back to Luna, like using the exploratory, like experimental method, but as a community rather than just expecting TFL to kind of carry.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I wonder if there's something we can do with Enterprise DAO, like spin up sub DAOs and find funding and let them go to work, something along those lines.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think we could explore this further about, because I think that the community is kind of really supportive of anything that TFL has going on, but they'd like to be a bit more involved than just waiting on the sidelines. So maybe we could continue this sort of train of thought in seeing like how TFL could align with the Luna incentive as well, to enable, you know, structures that allow the community more participation.
Yeah, and one thing I want to say on that is I totally agree. Let's do that. Like, but let's not do it in like isolated channels. Let's get in the main Telegram or Discord and have those conversations with everyone. Versus like these side things that spin up. So yeah, totally with you on that. I haven't spent as much time in those channels as I should. I've been trying to get more involved myself. And so I definitely want to have those discussions and have them there or have them in a place where everyone can participate. And it's not just, you know, the smaller groups.
Okay, cool.
Hey, thanks for the feedback, Will.
All right. I'll switch back to listening.
All right. Chris, do you want to go for a few more minutes here? We have a couple more questions.
Yeah, like I think we should go until you have to at least kick a Luke person out, just to maintain a trend, positive momentum.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Only slightly. All right. We have our next speaker here.
I just want to like touch base with y'all. Thank you for hosting this space. It's kind of been a vacuum for some folks out there. And I want you to appreciate a headwind that, like, I don't know, is being appreciated enough. And it really has to do with the interchain economies that you've been talking about and how Terra, you know, rebranches out and tries to stake a new path. And one of those things is its bridge to Ethereum and to Coinbase for US-based holders. You know, we've been essentially locked out almost entirely from the Terra.
Okay, sorry, that was a wrapped Luna guy from Terra Classic, so apologize for that. Seems like it didn't take long, Chris,
Oh, it was? Okay.
Just give me one second, I'll get another speaker up here.
Hey, by the way though, I actually thought he was going somewhere else with that. Yeah, we do need to reintegrate with Ethereum. And I think when we think about like how to do that, I think we've got a lot of reputation repair to do on that side of the Axelar bridge. But I do want to, figure out how to, yeah, we're not just kind of like expanding this thing throughout Cosmos. We'll be going. We will have a lot more integration on Ethereum soon.
Okay, cool. Hey, do you have a question? Thanks to the King of Rio.
Hey, Zion, thanks for bringing me up again. Hey, this might be a fun one, but I'm going to here represent the Lion DAO. When can we get the Washington Nationals to add Lion DAO to the advertisements? Huh? Let's do it. What's the hold up, Chris?
I've seen a little bit of that. I've got to check in on that. So like, I do not hold out hope that we're going to get much traction with the Washington Nationals. I don't think they're big fans of us right now, but honestly, like I have not even checked in with that. That was completely run. I think it was like the Terra Community Trust. That entire thing was run completely independent of TFL, so I haven't been involved in it. But we probably should just go figure out what's going on there.
Why not? It's we got 2 years. with the marketing campaign on that?
Yeah, it's a multi-year deal, but yeah, like Chris said, we kind of need to figure out if it's possible to even update the ads there and what that process would look like. But yeah, we'll look into it. Cool. All right. Okay. Why don't we call it then, Chris? It doesn't look like we. I think this was good. We already went about 10 minutes over, so I think this was really good. I wanted to thank everyone for coming. Chris, do you have any closing thoughts that you wanted to leave everyone with here?
Just following up on what I said, like, really appreciative of all the support we've gotten over the last few weeks since we've started to become more public again. Appreciate all of you guys taking the time to come even listen to hear what we have to say. We'll be in the community channels. I'll definitely be more involved there. And let's make sure we don't lose sight of all the things that Will brought up, which is that this is a community chain and making sure that the community has feedback into where we go with this thing. Love you all. Bye.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.